So for the candidates, it's pretty easy to see why Tuesday was so super. But you know what? It was special for the rest of us too. And on special days like this, we like to turn to a certain songwriter to give us a little perspective. Yesterday, the BPP's own musical commentator, Jill Sobule, stopped by our studios with a special guest, Reeves, who presented a musical ode to Super Tuesday.
Now, Jill confessed to us she's become obsessed with the election, and all she does is watch the news and listen to the radio. She and Reeves have found themselves engaged in politics as a spectator sport, hanging on every piece of information. Do you stay up until they've called for California? While you're waiting, you might as well to see how the good folks of Alaska voted. And before you know it, Super Tuesday has stretched into Super Wednesday. But why stop there, Jill?
Okay. It's Super Tuesday. It's Super Tuesday. We're so excited. It's Super Tuesday.
Well, they call it Super Tuesday, and I don't doubt it. But this is all I've really figured out about it. 30 zillion delegates from 20-something states, picked from just a half a dozen candidates.
It's Super Tuesday. It's Super Tuesday. It's T to the U to the E to the S to the D to the A and all the rest. That's why.
When Super Wednesday comes around, we'll sweep stuff up and we'll take stuff down. And for all we know, the National Nose Bleeders Association could re-elect the cabinet from its last administration.
It's Super Wednesday, not as exciting as Super Tuesday, but we'll go over all the numbers and charts and listen to all those experts.
Thursday is the day after the Super Shindig, and they'll still be discussing who did or didn't win big, but I suggest the rest of us take the whole freaking day to figure out the typeface on our resume.
Yeah, it's Super Thursday. It's Super Thursday. Gonna finally do my laundry, and I'll watch Lost.
On Super Friday, an average-looking person has a dentist appointment at 3 o'clock for a teeth cleaning. And by teeth cleaning, I mean teeth whitening. By dentist, I mean a tanning salon. By average-looking person, I mean me. And by 3 o'clock on Friday, I hope to be just a little less average-looking.
It's Super Friday. It's Super Friday. Everyone's exhausted, and that's why no one called me to go out tonight, I hope.
When the weekend comes around, as a weekend will, maybe demons will climb out of our barbecue grills and a host of angels will descend from above. We'll all pelt the demons with some turtle doves. And then, I don't know, maybe the angels will spread out into the night and they'll gobble up every evil demon in sight. They'll eat the cars and eat the bars and then they'll only eat guitars and we'll all be like, holy crap, that old Blondie song was right. Except, instead of a man from Mars, it's angels.
It's Super Weekend. It's Super Weekend. What did you do this weekend? I had some really strange apocalyptic dreams.
Monday won't be super, it's a whole new week. And we won't inherit diddly because we're not exactly meek, but we won't have our super duper powers anymore, so we're back to being decent like we usually were before.
It's regular Monday. It's a normal Monday. Back to all our hopes and dreams and fears. An unsuper Monday, a garden variety Monday. If you wanna be super, we gotta wait four more years. Super Tuesday!
Ladies and gentlemen, Jill Sobule with Reeves. Goes by one name, kind of like Cher, with a BPP musical commentary exclusive, and you can see the video of that performance on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.